We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So happy to have on the phone with us Lieutenant Governor of the great state of New York, Kathy Hochul. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back on.
Happy Friday. Yes, right?
Is it Friday? Friday.
It's hard to tell sometimes what day of the week it is.
Give us an update on what you know, Kathy, in terms of how upstate New York and Western New York is handling and managing the coronavirus.
I don't think we're seeing any surprises here. We have been talking about the fact that while New York City is the epicenter for a number of reasons, you know, the international travelers who go there, the density of the communities there, the lifestyle and how people live in closer proximity. We knew that that would be the first wave, but we also knew that it would hit all 62 counties, and that's exactly what happened. And Western New York has been on top of this, you know, working closely with the governor. The governor's working closely with the county executive's administration and with the city government and the governments in the regional counties. And we've also known that for a while that it was just a matter of time before our numbers started ticking upward. And part of that is more testing capability than we had, and we'd still continue to press for more testing kits, which are in short supply all across America. I'd like to see more of that, but every community wants to see more. New York City needs more testing kits, as does Buffalo, as does Plattsburgh. So that's also, it remains a focus. But knowing what we know now, you look at emergency room admissions, and I'm in contact with the various hospitals. We are handling it well. They were anticipating that there'd be a wave of individuals right around this timeline, and so they've been prepared. We still want to have more protective equipment for our nurses and doctors because they deserve that protection. So we're scouring the planet looking for more masks, but not just masks that people can make in their homes, but also, more importantly, the N95 masks, which offer a higher level of protection. And we'd love for the federal government to start ramping up production on those and direct companies to do that. And that's what the various unions and others representing the nurses are saying, that that's something that could be life-saving, and we support that 100%.
But that's so hard because we want, with the N95 masks, even getting that material that's in the middle, the filter material, you can't even get your, even if a company could do it, what's so frustrating and maybe a lesson for our country, we couldn't even make it because you can't get that material.
You know, Janet, you are so right about that, because I've said, why don't we ramp up this factory? Why don't we transfer lines to this one? And like, what, I don't know what this material is, but it is in short supply. And all I know, I think one of the lessons learned is, you know, we should not be so reliant on foreign nations.
Exactly.
And it wasn't our decision. There was a lot of manufacturing just went overseas. And now I think there's a compelling argument to say, we want to have these products manufactured in our country, so we're never this vulnerable ever again.
We've learned,
and I think
we've learned. I do too. We've learned such a lesson. I have a question. So we have a stay-at-home order here in, you know, throughout New York State. Is there any higher of a you have to stay at home that the government can give us?
I don't foresee that. I think if the governor has assessed all the options, and he did not want that shelter-in-place concept where it's as if there's a nuclear war going on or an active shooter where you literally cannot open your front door and go out because you could be in danger. That's what some people used as that phrase elsewhere in the country, and we think all that did was increase fear. We believe that where we are right now in terms of all non-essential businesses are closed, so people are not going to a workplace. People are still having to go out and get groceries. We don't want people starving in their homes. We can't lock them in. So they have to be able to go out and get groceries. They have to be able to go to their pharmacies and also to get fresh air and recreation as long as they're socially distanced. So that's why what we have now in place, you know, again, I'm not going to make a prediction as to what could happen in the future or even in another couple of days because this is changing so rapidly. But I think we're in a place now where if people followed what we put in place, then we're going to be fine. If they don't follow it, it's going to be problematic. And that's
we are on the phone
with right now.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, South Buffalo, represent. I appreciate that. The governor earlier this week shut down the playgrounds in New York City and trying to get the message to those that still don't get it. What do you want to say to those people that still don't get it, that you need to stay apart? What's your message?
Why are you doing this? You may be cavalier about your own life and say, well, it'll never happen to me. I'm invincible. But that doesn't help the fact that you may be spreading it to a family member who will then spread it to another person, who will spread it to another person. And this has a ripple effect. So I will be very candid and say it is selfish if you refuse to practice something that not just for yourself, but for more vulnerable neighbors. And if we don't look out for each other in this time of crisis, then for God's sakes, you know, don't count yourself as a member of the human race because you don't belong. I mean, this is what we are called to do as fellow human beings. And I want people to just understand the power that they have to be able to save lives and exercise that power. And I was, you know, getting some exercise not long ago. I still have a lot of people congregating in parks here in Western New York. And if people are going to go to a park, fine, but why are you all standing in a closed circle and patting each other on the back and joking around with your friends? I mean, you're young, you're having fun, but hasn't the message gotten through to you that you could literally be, with that friendly gesture and a slap on the back, be spreading something that could be lethal to someone else, if not yourself? Mm-hmm. So it's still intense out there, and everybody should be exercising that. And it sounds heavy-handed, and certainly the government has never wanted to be in a role of having to tell people how to live their lives. It's not our responsibility, but we're going to help tell people how we can save lives. And that's the critical distinction that we're facing right now.
Must-see viewing every day when I watch the governor, but yesterday really was the piece de resistance when his brother explained while in full fever, he had this vision of, you know, our governor. Did you hear that yesterday?
I sure did. It was
Wasn't
compelling.
That so? I yeah. I
that was very compelling.
As brothers, and I loved watching the governor try so hard not to just completely crack up. Like it was fun, and I love that they're sharing the experience because it's scary. And you know, one thing, Nick, we didn't talk about was, you know, Chris Cuomo was saying he had such bad fevers he chipped his tooth from his like teeth chattering, mm-hmm. like you know. And there's real symptoms that go along with the coronavirus, but. I've found it very interesting.
It was
and comforting
a nice distraction
the
from
time.
The heavy stuff.
It is, Nick. I think that's what we need once in a while and put a human face on it. And that's what every day when the governor opens the press conference and we talk about the numbers and, you know, who knows, it won't be long before we surpass 100,000 people in New York State have contracted it and our death rate is going up. And even here in Western New York, it's painful. These are not numbers. These are not statistics. These are someone's loved ones. These people
yes.
who've walked our earth and who, but for this virus, would have still been here. I mean, they may be some older, more vulnerable and had underlying diseases, but they were still alive. They were still functioning.
Yeah.
And because of this, they've had their lives snuffed out. And that's, I don't want to ever become so focused on numbers that we lose the human faces behind these individuals and to honor their lives, but also to be so compassionate with their families and know the pain they're going through as we approach the Easter season or Passover or whatever your celebrations may be, that this is the time that springtime should be a time of life and joy and just new life and people's lives are being destroyed because of this virus. And so I don't want to lose that sense of humanity, but I also don't want to let that take us into the depths of despair either. Right. And one thing we just have to remind people is that through no fault of your own, you find yourself in these circumstances. You can't provide your family. You're worried about paychecks. You're worried about making the mortgage rent, the rent payment. And the federal government and the state government, this is one area we are able to relieve some of that burden, even though the pain feels very strong every day. And for people who feel overwhelmed, we really want them to call our hotline and to make sure that they, you know, get the mental health assistance that they you know, people never thought they needed to call a hotline to get advice and how to cope with their day. But, you know, we have a number, and I'm going to give it to you right now if you can get
please.
This out there.
Yes, please.
It's 844-863-9314.
Okay.
And we have literally 8 or 9,000 volunteers. So it's just, you know, there's no stigma. There's no judgment. It's just,
no.
You're having trouble getting through your day. Just pick up the phone. There's someone there to just talk you through this, because you're not expected to know how to get through this. It's unprecedented. It has never happened in our lives. And this, the frustration and the anxiety you feel now, maybe something you can manage. And at the end of all this, we'll be stronger for learning how to cope with this, because never underestimate the human spirit. We have been, you know, throughout history, men and women have had to endure the unspeakable, and they always rise up. And this is our opportunity to do that. So get the help you need. No stigma, no shame attached to just asking for some help. And we also have to be cognizant of the fact that there's a lot of anger pent up right now, and people are
cooped
up together, and the loss of a job. This could also result in domestic violence or child abuse, and people start taking out their anger on their family members, and that's a fear we have. And so let's head that off. Let's get people outdoors, getting fresh air, clear their heads, talking to each other, not socially distant other than physically, but stay socially connected. And anyone you know who's starting to sound that, yeah, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to get through this anymore. We just have to all be a mutual support system. Let's just pretend we're all at a big Bills game, and we're all cheering together, and we're all happy again, and we're going to be okay supporting each other. And that's what we do best here in Western New York.
Kathy, before we wrap things up, can you give that number one more time, please? If people need to call and talk to somebody, if they're having trouble mentally, just dealing with the day, or a little stressed or anxious, what's the number?
844-863-9314. Mental health hotline.
Yeah, which is an important number to have, and we'll make sure to post that so our listeners have it. When you took your oath as lieutenant governor, never in a million years you probably never imagined that this would be part of what you would be dealing with in your role.
Never have, but I do believe that this is a time for us as public officials to lead by example, that show that, you know, we are also subjected to these same constraints and frustrations, and we have families too, but we also have to say we're going to get through this. And this is an opportunity for me to show, you know, once again, my love for my state and my community, and to let them know that if there's any way I can provide comfort or assistance to people, you know, that's what I went into this business for, you know, just to be able to help others in smaller ways than I anticipated. But now if there's a larger way that we can do this, and working with the governor to literally save people's lives, it's extraordinary. And it is a privilege to represent the state during these trying times.
You're doing a great job, and I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Have a great weekend. Keep us posted.
Thank you, Janet. Thank you, Nick.
Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul on KISS 98.5.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.